Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast, the place where we demystify the world of digital assets. I'm your host, John.
And I'm Sarah. It's great to be with you. Today, we're tackling a topic that you may hear us talk about a lot in the DBM Academy, something that generates both incredible interest and intense debate, the famous stock-to-flow model.
That's right. And at its core, it's a surprisingly simple idea. Stock-to-flow, or S2F, isn't unique to Bitcoin. It's a way to measure the scarcity of any resource. The formula is right in the name. S2F equals stock divided by flow.
Okay, let's break that down for someone who's just tuning in. What do you mean by stock and flow?
Well, stock is the total existing supply of a commodity. Think of all the gold that has ever been mined in the history of the world. That's its stock. Flow is the new supply that's produced each year, the amount of new gold mined annually.
So a high stock-to-flow ratio means there's a lot of the stuff already in existence compared to the small amount of new stuff being created. It's hard to inflate the total supply.
Exactly. And that's what gives things like gold and silver their monetary value. Gold has a stock-to-flow ratio of around 60. It would take about 60 years of current production to recreate the existing global supply available today. It's very scarce. A consumable commodity like corn or oil has a very low S2F, usually less than 1, because we produce and consume almost the entire stock each year.
Right. I can't build a stockpile of wheat that lasts for centuries. It gets eaten. So how does this apply to Bitcoin or any other digital assets with a finite supply for that matter? Digital assets are not a physical commodity.
This is where it gets fascinating. Bitcoin, for example, was designed with a perfectly predictable supply schedule. We know its stock. It's the roughly 19.7 million Bitcoin that have already been mined up to 2025. And we know its flow. The new Bitcoins created with each block, which is currently 6.25 BTC every 10 minutes or so.
And critically, that flow changes over time. That's the halving, right?
Precisely. Roughly every 4 years, the flow of new Bitcoin gets cut in half. This is programmed into the Bitcoin code, so we know it's certain. When Bitcoin started, the flow was 50 BTC per block. In 2012, it dropped to 25. In 2016, to 12.5. And in April 2024, it dropped to the current 6.25. Each halving event dramatically increases Bitcoin's stock-to-flow ratio.
So before the 2024 halving, Bitcoin's S-to-F ratio was somewhere around 55-60, already in the same league as gold. After the halving, with the flow cut in half, the ratio must have doubled to over 110.
You got it. And this is the crux of the S2F model, popularized by the anonymous analyst Plan B. He plotted Bitcoin's historical S2F ratio against its market price on a logarithmic scale and found a shockingly tight correlation. The model essentially argues that as Bitcoin scarcity, its S2F ratio, increases, its price will rise to reflect that scarcity, following a predictable power law relationship.
And this is where the seemingly predictable pricing comes from. The model shows a clear line, and after each halving, the price eventually catches up to the new higher S2F level. It's what gives people targets of 250,000, 500,000, or even higher price points in the cycles to come.
It is. Visually, the chart is very compelling. You see Bitcoin's price history weaving around this central line predicted by the S2F ratio.
Okay, but I have to play devil's advocate here. This sounds a little too good to be true. The biggest criticism I've heard is that the model completely ignores the demand side of the equation. It's a 100% supply-based model. What if a major government bans Bitcoin, or a better technology comes along and demand just collapses?
That's the million-dollar question and the most valid criticism, at least until 2025 arrived and big institutions like BlackRock and even the U.S. government got heavily involved with BTC. The S2F model implicitly assumes that demand will continue to grow or at least remain constant. Be clear, S2F is a model of scarcity, not a complete economic theory. If demand evaporated, the price would collapse no matter how scarce Bitcoin is. The point is, the chances of this have become a lot less probable in recent years.
Critics also say it's a case of curve fitting, just drawing a line through past data that looks good but has no real predictive power. They point to the periods, like in 2021 and 2022, where the price fell significantly below the model's prediction, leading some to say it was invalidated.
That's right. And proponents would argue that Bitcoin has always had massive deviations around the model's line, and that it takes time for the price to catch up after a halving. They see it not as a precise price target for a specific day, but as a center of gravity that the price will trend towards over the entire four-year cycle.
So, what's the verdict? Is stock to flow a prophetic roadmap for Bitcoin's price, or just a flawed, overhyped chart?
I think the most balanced take is that it's an incredibly powerful mental model to understand why Bitcoin is valuable. It elegantly quantifies its core feature, verifiable digital scarcity. It's a fantastic illustration of the economic impact of the halving model. As DBM members know, we have learned to also apply the S2F model to other digital assets. Even one with a fixed supply of only 100,000 and even one-year halving cycles. Think about that for a second.
Wow, I see. Interesting. So, S2F is not a crystal ball, but it is a powerful indicator.
Exactly. It shouldn't be your only tool for investment analysis. You have to consider demand, regulation, technology, geopolitics, and macroeconomics. But as a framework for understanding select digital assets' unique monetary properties, we think it's one of the best out there.
So, a fascinating model that explains the why of Bitcoin's value, but as ever, don't bet your house on its exact price predictions.
That's the perfect summary. It's a tool, not a prophecy.
Well, that's all the time we have for on the DBM Academy podcast today, folks. Join us next time as we explore another powerful topic, helping us successfully operate our digital businesses now and well into the future. As ever, we will see you in the DBM Hub and Workspaces for more information and support. See the links below.